Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Michael Griffin, who's the founder of Wealth by Real Estate. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. I always love to learn the background of how you come up with the name of a company, right? So Wealth by Real Estate, obviously, you are helping people become wealthy using real estate. So give us a little bit of a lead into your entrepreneurial journey. How did you get into the real estate industry? And then we'll talk all about your company, Wealth by Real Estate.
Sure. And I appreciate that. I've been in real estate for over 20 years. I got in 20 years ago, got into commercial real estate directly. My dad had a liquor store when I was 21 years old, fresh out of college. Guy walks into the liquor store with Gucci sunglasses. He's probably my age now. I'm 43. He's about 43 at the time. Drove a white Mercedes, and I'm ringing the register trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life. And he walks in, and he's like, "Hey, I'm the new landlord. I just bought the shopping center." And I was like, "Wow. What?" I was like, "What do you do?" He's like, "I'm a real estate broker for commercial real estate." And I was like, "Hey, that's what I want to do." I ended up knocking on his door 6 months later after I got my license. "I want to work for you." He said, "I'm a one-man band. You don't want to work with me." I was like, "What do I have to do work with you?" And he said, "Pay me $500 a month. You could sit and listen to me talk on the phone."
Wow.
So I ended up paying him $500 a month, a desk fee, to listen to him talk to people. And I got to tell you, that was the best $500 I've ever spent. And also, just getting into real estate and learning from a professional was huge for me. Taught me the game, taught me the understanding on how to talk to people, how to connect with people. And, it made me really who I am today because I learned so much from that guy.
Now, I can just tell you that if you tried to sell some coaching program or some all done for you, learn how to invest in $500 a month, people would look sideways at anything you say. But just to, I can imagine your thought process of, you want me to pay you $500 to sit still quietly and listen to you? But yet, guess what? You did it. And I'll bet you took copious notes. I'll bet you implemented it because when people pay, they pay attention.
100%. And I think that's what he was trying to do. He was like, "Hey, yeah, if you're serious, you're going to do this, right?" And I think ultimately I was serious. I saw what he was doing. Come to find out, he was the president of DEMCAR, which was the Commercial Board of Realtors at the time. He was like the heaviest hitter in commercial real estate. I had no idea, right? I just knew that I wanted to get to where he was at, and I had to pay the piper to do that. And so I learned a lot doing that. And over the time, I was a commercial broker. I did dabble in residential. I started fixing and flipping in 2005. Met the crash, lost some money, but learned a lot. Met my wife about 6 years ago, and she wanted to get an investment real estate and wanted to start doing fix and flips. I had already stopped doing it because I lost my ass in 08. But hey, I said, "Hey, look, if you want to get into it, I want to date you. So you help me make money." And it was a win-win because now I'm married with her and we just had a baby. And
love prevailed.
And over the last 6 years, we've done over 250 fix and flips. We started a staging company, started Wealth by Real Estate, which is an educational platform for people that want to get into investment. We also have several other businesses that we own. And really, it was because she did what I did. She came to me and said, "Hey, I want to get an investment in real estate. What do I got to do?" And, we became successful together in that avenues. So I think ultimately, for the people that are listening out there, if you want to go get something, I don't care how old you are. If you don't want to go to college or if you do just got out of college, but you have a dream, you have something that you want to accomplish in life, first go get educated, right? Go learn from somebody, go get a mentor, go get education. Learn how to do these things that you want to do, whether you want to be a mechanic, a pilot, I don't care what it is. Go learn how to do that. Once you have the education and the ability to go actually take the education and put it into a platform that's going to make you successful, you can really go anywhere. And the second thing to that is not only once you have the education, you have to have a plan, right? So without a plan, you don't have direction. With a plan, you do. So once you have the education, start working on your game plan step by step. Have it aspirational goals within that plan to meet those, whether it's a month by month, week by week, set out on the plan. And then third, you have to put it into motion. You have to do the work. And that's the hardest part, right? So you can have all these plans and aspirations and education, but if you're not willing to grind and take those risks, you're not going to make anything out of it. You just wasted your time, right? So don't waste your time. Go out there, get the education, set the plan, and go do the work.
Absolutely. You mentioned that you've been in the business about 20 years now, and you and Brianna started Wealth by Real Estate when?
That was about a year ago, actually.
Wow. And then how did that decision process come about? Why did you guys decide to go down that route?
Yeah. So, you know, after we did about 200 fix and flips, we built a system that allowed us to not work in the business anymore. We were just working on the business, which is great. Yeah. We had people in place that help us scale. You know, we went through some hard times in the beginning and lost some money, of course, as many new investors do. But we learned from that and we built platforms and systems to correct those mistakes. And then once we started scaling, we were like, hey, man, if we can give this knowledge to people, you know, we started doing Airbnbs. We have 9 now. We're about to do an Airbnb hotel in Grand Lake, hopefully here shortly. We have several long-term. We built a $30 million portfolio by implementing these systems and following through with them. And so once we started doing that and built this scale of real estate in such a quick fashion, we were like, hey, we could teach people how to do this as well, because really Bree had $5,000 in her bank account when she met me, right? And so we were able to scale up so fast because of these systems. If we could teach people to do this as well, you know, a lot of other people can learn from that and be successful also.
That's huge. And, you know, one thing that you said that made me think of something, Michael, is, you know, you paid someone $500 desk fee to listen to them talk. But now, since then, you have done so many deals and you created something that you said the word system. And I'm not an engineer, but I love me some checklists and systems. Yeah. But have you ever heard of what the acronym for system stands for?
No.
It stands for save yourself time, energy, and money.
So if
you have created a system for wealth by real estate, whether it's fix and flips, whether it's Airbnb, all the different things you have figured out, if I was interested in real estate, I'd want to follow a system. And guess what else? I would not want to follow you if you did 200 deals that were spotless, perfect, never had a hitch. I want to follow someone that has lost their rear end, like you said, and made some mistakes and lost some money because you learned from every single one of those. And now it's like, okay, there's still going to be some mistakes and hiccups, but they're getting fewer and farther between.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you 1,000. I love the acronym, by the way. I think at the end of the day, you know, everybody learns from their mistakes. Why not learn from somebody else's mistake? I got to tell you, when I was a kid, I have 3 older sisters, right? And all of them made all these mistakes growing up. And I'm glad they did, because I learned from that. I learned that my parents punished them so bad that I would never make those mistakes, right? So I'd rather them get punished than me. And so that's a system that we provide for people in Wealth for Real Estate is, hey, we've already made those mistakes. We've built systems to correct them. We can tell you about that in the course. You know, we also give people, you know, we provide a lot of different things. It's not just the systems. It's the operating agreement. It's the spreadsheets. It's everything that we need to use to analyze to make sure that we're buying a property conservatively, but successfully, right? In the right models. So it's not just the systems. It's the models. It's the background. It's the mistakes. It's the wins. You have to learn from all of that to be a well-rounded investor. And why not learn from somebody that's made those mistakes than doing it yourself?
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned documentation. I'm sure there's things that you would teach to your students, like, oh, well, you need to have a whatever that is. But if you're handing it to them as well, that's huge.
Yeah. I mean, an operating agreement. If you go to an attorney right now and you say, hey, I need an operating agreement. Give me an EIN number. Can you set up this LLC?
A couple thousand bucks.
Yeah. Right. Our courses right now is under $3,000. So we're giving that. In each one of our courses, we have 20 to 30 documents in each one that we've paid for. We've had attorneys review. We spent tens of thousands, if not over $100,000 in fees, attorney's fees, and having attorneys review or write these documents. We're giving those away in our course. So yes. We're saving them. Like I tell Brown all the time, like our courses are too inexpensive. Like we're giving away so much for so little because we've spent so much. But at the end of the day, it's a volume game. It's about people coming in. It's trying to get as many people in to understand the value that they're getting. And I think once people are in, they see the quality of our courses and see the quality of our coaching, they'll understand the value.
And so talk a little bit about the program. You've mentioned documentation and learning from your mistakes and doing it the right way. Is there an element of your coaching where you also show people, okay, so if you're interested in commercial, here's where you can find potentially good commercial opportunities or residential. Here's some, you know, so like it's great to know what to do once you find it and then go find it. Good luck with that. But do you help people find deals as well?
We do. As a matter of fact, we can tell you that, you know, it's not just teaching you how to find deals, but we also help people source deals, right? So we have so many connections, especially in Colorado, but now that we have a pretty large social media platform, we're getting connections around the world to where we're getting people sending us deals all over the place. So not only do we teach you how to find deals yourself, but we can also help source deals from people sending us deals online, which is awesome. But, you know, the course isn't just for experts either. Like it's literally, we're telling you, this is how you develop an LLC. Here's how you get your EIN number for free. You don't have to pay someone $500 to do it. Here's how you do your LLC. And by the way, here's the LLC documents and operating agreements you're going to need to open up your bank account. So it's step by step from step one to step 1000 on how you scale. And that comes with sourcing properties. It comes with sourcing and how to find contractors, which is a huge piece. How do you find money? How do you find partners if you don't have money, right? So we're teaching people how to do all that stuff because we had to go do all that ourselves. So many, many times over. And so it's easy for us to teach because we have the experience doing it.
So you said sourcing. So that starts with the letter S. Another word jumped into my mind that would probably apply. I have no clue. So do you help them also structure deals?
100%.
Because isn't that also, you know, it's like, okay, good, you found a good deal, and here's a lender, so A plus B equals C, get a loan, do that. But there could be some nuances with structuring it the right way creatively from your experience where that you could say to a student, okay, on this kind of deal, what if you structured it like this versus, you know, the traditional way? I'll bet you can probably show people how to really save, you know, effort or save money or save, you know, problems in that area of structuring.
Mike, you're so thoughtful.
I'm just talking off the top of my head. I'm glad it applies.
You know your alphabet very well. You know, structure, yes. So I think ultimately, you know, you could teach people or you could talk all day long about this is how you do this. This is how you do this, right? But if you don't give them an example, if you don't give them context, if you don't tell them, hey, here's a couple examples of what we did and how we experienced this platform or this obstruction, and here's how we maneuvered around it. I think structuring partnerships, structuring a deal, how to talk to people, how to talk to wholesalers, how to source deals or source money, how to talk to those people to make sure that that you come across as the best possible candidate to give them the opportunity. That's all structuring. That's all being able to maneuver in a space that maybe you're not comfortable with. But well, you know, we help people maneuver and structure themselves properly to make sure that they have the best chance of winning.
And it's like you said it already, and I know that you're the coach and the person selling the program, and you said, oh, the fee of X is like way too small. And it probably is, because I'll tell you, I'm attending a conference later this week online virtually with Jay Abraham and Tony Robbins. And if you know anything about Jay Abraham, he's like the guru's guru. And I'm watching his documentary video, and one of the people in there was just saying, hey, I got introduced to Jay Abraham several years ago. I was at a conference and he did his presentation, and I could just tell that if I could just learn one nugget from him, it would just change my life personally, professionally. And literally the guy on this documentary was saying, I was at the conference with my son and Jay Abraham said, my fee is $100,000 to work with you for whatever long. And the guy goes, I'm heading back to do it. And the son goes, what? He goes, if I learned one thing or two things. Well, you've given some nuggets here in your coaching that is, you know, a drop in the bucket of a fee. But if you could be given this document, this knowledge, this sourcing, this structuring, that's a huge leg up to people. And I think that people just aren't, they need to realize that. It just sounds like you've got such a wonderful offering.
No, I appreciate that, Mike. Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, we're relatively new in the space, right? So we're new educators, new coaches. We've been helping people for a long time, but doing it in this type of platform is new to us. So, you know, for us to come out at a relatively inexpensive way to have people jump in, I think helps not only give our credibility, but also, you know, we're helping people, you know, people have already started investing. We, you know, there's several of our members that are in the course that have already completed the first fix and flip for their first Airbnbs, and they've been successful at it. And so seeing that and driving that home and really gives us, you know, really the enjoyment of doing what we do, right? It's not really the money. Yeah, the money's great, but helping people feed them their families, helping them be successful in real estate. I mean, you know, at this juncture in our life, you know, money's great, but, you know, giving back is even better. It's a better feeling. Yeah. Those wins are the best feeling that I've had in real estate in a long time, actually.
Yeah, if someone doesn't buy your $2,000 or $3,000 course, you're still gonna do what you do and eat what you eat and go where you go.
100%. It doesn't matter. Like, it matters, of course. Like, I want people to buy the course to not only make money but to help themselves. But it's not going to change my lifestyle or anything like that. Like, I'm still going to live the same way I've always lived. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to help them. And not only that, but, like, you know, it's funny because people have mentioned, like, hey, man, you know, your course is kind of expensive. If you plan on investing in real estate in general, and you don't want to invest in yourself for a $2,000 or $3,000 course, you probably shouldn't be investing in real estate, right? Yep. Because at the end of the day, it's all risk. How much risk are you willing to take in order to be successful? If you're not willing to take a risk on a $3,000 course to learn how to invest, you got to be doing something else.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So where are you going from here? So I know that you've got, you have to have goals and vision and mission and all of that. What does Wealth by Real Estate look like in the next 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Right away, we haven't done any in-person events. So we're going to start doing that right away. We have our first event coming live in February. So watch for details on that. That's going to be an in-person event where we're going to be teaching people how to invest in real life. We're going to start doing our very first podcast, which, hey, Mark, maybe you could be on.
Yeah, love to.
Love to have you on that. But we're going to do those live in person in our Airbnbs. So it's going to be in our Airbnbs. We're going to showcase what we do. We're going to have a live audience, and it's going to be a different type of platform. So you're going to see that rolling out actually in January. From there, we have a national conference we're speaking at in Houston. I think that's in June, May or June, and that should be 500 to 1,000 attendees. So these are our first live events, and I think we're going to start doing more live events. We're going to start getting in front of more people, because at the end of the day, we have a great platform. We have a great course. We have a lot of knowledge. But we need to get in front of people to make them understand who we are and get to know, like, and trust us.
I can just tell from your energy what those live events, the podcast episodes, the videos are going to be like. And I just think it's spectacular. And I know that just from the little teeny bit of knowledge that I have, like when I hear you talking about Airbnb, that's way better than just plain old buy a house and rent it out. Airbnb brings some really neat opportunities. And when I hear Airbnb hotel, there's some strategies there that I think are going to be spectacular for people. So, Michael, if someone is listening to this going, I want a piece of this information, what's the best way they can learn more and reach out and connect with you?
Yeah, no, thank you. This has been a pleasure, by the way. But yes, you know, you can go check out our courses. They're online. You can go to WealthByRE. That's WealthByRE.com and check out our courses there. If you want to, follow us on Facebook, TikTok, Insta, YouTube, we're all over the place. You can go to WealthByRE at WealthByRE on those platforms as well. So check us out there. Definitely would like a follow, some likes, and some comments. We definitely also have a Facebook group that you can join. That's also Wealth by Real Estate on Facebook. So look us up there. And you can actually ask any questions on that platform in the Facebook group. And we're able to respond relatively quickly. And it's actually me and Brianna responding. So if you have a question about real estate, whether you're in Colorado, in the United States, outside the United States, hopefully we can help you. And we're responding right away.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure learning from you and hearing about your great service to your clients.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mark, Tia, everybody. Thank you so much for this platform. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.